So before we go into dirty here in just a couple seconds, by the way, we're commercial free at 99.7 now. It is Fernando and Greg in the morning. Greg, we're going to leave that in the goodwill.
Yay!
You don't even know. You don't make that decision.
I sent it to our production department.
Yeah, but surely they'll say, this sounds super creepy. We're cutting it out.
No. Well, you hear some of the things they put on the air around this radio station. Ain't going to happen. It's my favorite.
We love that. I'm never going to be able to eat popcorn again. I mean, what was I doing?
Like, you were into thinking about it.
Well, you know what? I did a blind read on this commercial. I have to be honest. I didn't read it before. So when I'm reading it, I see the popcorn and I guess I just...
Yeah,
I thought, we love that.
We do love that.
I was like, oh, they have popcorn. No, great.
No true words were spoken.
I just got excited over the popcorn.
Mary, should we keep it in the commercial?
Greg, that is a keeper.
No, it's so gross.
Get popcorn, I'll be thinking of you.
Yeah, oh yeah. Every time you go to the movies, you can think of me, like being a creeper looking over at your popcorn.
I love it.
All right, good. I'm glad you love it. I think we should go with what Mary said.
Yep. Yeah,
mm-hmm. She definitely knows what she's talking about.
Well, the texting hotline. Fernando.
Dirty.
Fernando's dirty.
Well, the people on the texting hotline aren't doing me any favors either. They're all voting to keep it. Right?
We love
I'm definitely leaving town.
408 says, wait for the memes. Send us a meme with that, please.
Yeah,
please,
make your own. Oh,
get
my God.
Jeffrey, our meme maker, should make a meme out of it.
Oh, Donnie had a good one yesterday with the love trap. I wonder what he could do with this.
We love that.
It's the weekend. We love that.
I sound like I'm working at some adult store or something. I don't know. I don't like that.
Yeah, really. What were we selling? Goodwill or
we were
adult
selling
toys?
Free popcorn is what I was selling. We love that.
All right. Speaking of creepers, Taylor Swift fans watching rehearsal clips on a kiosk at her May 18th Rose Bowl show were unaware that they were on a facial recognition computer, essentially what it was, or on camera, in a display that was taking their photos without their knowledge. Here's the thing. Taylor Swift has so many stalkers, and to keep her safe, her people have decided that they needed to basically take pictures of everybody that comes to her show to make sure that nobody who could be dangerous is there at the show. So at the Rose Bowl, which is huge, gigantic place, they decided this would be a great place to set up this software. So to set up this kiosk, everybody could kind of gather around it, check out some of these rehearsal videos, kind of see what you're going to see, get the preview before you actually go into the concert. But they were taking pictures of everybody's faces and then...
Without their permission.
Then sending...
We love that. No, I don't think that's right.
Then they would send the pictures back to Nashville where the command center was. And then they'd try to match up these pictures with this database that they have of known Taylor Swift stalkers.
But what were they doing if the stalker was there?
I guess they would alert security there at the Rose Bowl to keep an eye on this person, make sure they're not trying to...
That looks like Greg. That looks like Greg. I think we need to... We love that. Get him out. We love that. I don't know. I mean, I think what they're going to need to do is you have to alert people you're doing this.
But they do, because legally, I think they need to do that. But at the same time, that kind of spoils it, right? Because you don't want the stalkers to know that they're being tracked by facial recognition software. Otherwise, well, I mean, actually, maybe it'll be a good thing. Maybe they won't show up.
Yeah. But you don't even have to say that. I think all you have to say is just know that, you know, you are being monitored in this booth or photographed or whatever. I don't think you have to say, hey, stalkers, we're using facial recognition.
Yeah, we're trying to find you.
This.
Yeah, you just let people
say
know.
Something. And people don't even read that stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They won't even know.
Check the box and go right in. Trust me, I didn't even read the contract when I bought my house. I don't even know what. I did. I actually did read that.
Yeah, and I know this little contract will probably say something like, hey, do you want to have your picture taken or...
We love that.
No, or ooh, we love that.
You know how people get around those things at concerts. They're all rushing in. They all want to do it. They're just going to click yes on the screen and be done with it. So, but they do have to at least put up a disclaimer.
Yeah. It is crazy, though, like what she's doing or what her people are doing to try to keep her safe. It's amazing. And
probably trying to make sure that hillbilly radio guy who grabbed her butt doesn't show up at her concert.
An 11-year-old boy in Delaware is changing his name so he won't be bullied at school anymore. His name is currently Joshua Trump, and he says that the kids at his school are constantly bullying him and making fun of him, calling him an idiot.
Oh,
that's not nice.
Yeah, and it's just gotten to a point where, like, I mean, it's really depressed this poor kid, but...
Yeah, that last name is not going to... That's not going to work. You know? That, it's just... It's too tough these days.
And I'm like, you know, I saw this story a little bit earlier, and I know, like, his father has a different last name. I'm assuming it goes by maybe his mom's last name. But either way, brighter days are on the horizon because he is going to change his name. He is going to go by his father's last name.
Well, and the school said...
this all disappears.
Yeah, the school said they would make the change immediately because he's getting bullied so much for having the last name Trump. But it is the mom. I read the story. It is the mom that has the last name Trump. Everybody going to have to change their name.
Right.
Yeah. I think only maybe in Alabama it's okay. Mississippi, you could have that last name.
You got to be in a red state.
Parts of Texas. I mean, it'll be okay. But yeah, if you're in a different place, that's going to be tough.
There you go. In Delaware, not going to fly. All right, that's going to do it for your Dirty with Fernando and Greg. And coming up here in just a couple minutes, Greg, you just checked out or you went home and you heard some really interesting Christmas
music. Well, you know, listen. I heard some really sad, depressing Christmas music that my mom was listening to on CMT. And I thought, who wants to hear this during Christmas?
We are full on for the holidays right now at 99.7 Now, the Bay's number one for all the hits. It's supposed to be a hopeful, jolly, fun time of year. And then you go home to see your mom and it's a little different.
Well, you know, country music is known to be depressing, right?
Yeah.
A lot of it.
Yeah, it's all about the tear in the beer music.
And they even do it for Christmas music. And you know, I want to hear like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Yeah, hey. Jingle bells.
But even actually, if you listen to Rudolph, it could be kind of sad. They laugh and make fun of him.
I know.
For part of the song, but then he comes out the hero. But
he's so marginalized.
Dude, this is the song that they had on blast at my mom's house. This is a terrible Christmas song.
Please, Daddy, don't get drunk this Christmas.
What?
I don't want to see my mama cry.
What?
It's awful.
Please, Daddy, don't get drunk this Christmas. I don't want to see my mama cry.
Very personal song.
That's why you need to have parents who drink together.
Oh, wow.
They get drunk together.
Yeah. Come on. Why is dad getting drunk alone?
Yeah, my parents got drunk on Christmas together. But that made me think, like, what's the worst? What is, like, the all-time saddest Christmas song? And why are we listening to it?
Well, I love Wham's Last Christmas, but it is a sad song. It's about a breakup. And how next year I'm going to give my heart to somebody special, not you. I mean.
It's so sad.
I'm like, the very next day.
Right,
you gave
I know. Like returning a gift,
but
the minute you get it.
I gave it to you on Christmas, and the very next day you gave it away.
Priceless.
That is rude.
But it's one of my favorite Christmas
songs. A lot of these songs I don't ever...
Listen to the words.
Yeah, I don't listen to the words that closely. This is one I never really listen to the words.
Oh, this song's depressing as hell.
I'll give it to someone special.
Aww.
Yeah, not you.
All right. 888-456-9970. The most depressing Christmas songs you'll take. Well, and they can be funny too. Like, that one is sad. But that whole drunk for Christmas one, that just made me laugh. I was like, poor little...
But, I mean, that poor kid.
Poor John Denver. And then he got killed in a plane crash. I mean...
His whole life is depressing and sad.
Horrible. His dad stayed drunk. He finally became famous and he died. Awful.
Fernando and Greg at 99.7. Now the Bay's number one for all the hits. Now, so many of you have texted in at 888-456-9970 because of a technical error. We could not play the Christmas Shoes song for you.
Yes, y'all. This one, hands down... One is the saddest Christmas song. It is about a little boy trying to buy his dying mother a pair of shoes to wear in her casket.
Sure, I want to buy these shoes for my mama.
You shouldn't laugh, but it's funny.
It's awful.
It's Christmas Eve and these shoes are
just her size. Could you hurry, sir? Daddy says there's not much time. You see, she's been sick for quite a while. And I know these shoes will make her smile. And I want her to look beautiful if Mama meets Jesus tonight.
Do you
think, that's a killer line right
do
there.
Do you think you're wearing shoes when you meet Jesus?
Yeah, I guess.
You think you're wearing what you're wearing in your casket when you meet Jesus.
Your ghost outfit. That's why you always got to look good.
You should at least make the attempt to look good. I mean, I don't know what happens in the afterlife.
You don't have clothes on when you're meeting Jesus.
That's the outfit you die in and you go to heaven in is a known fact. That's why you always got to be on point.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. The CEO of the company just walked in. Yes. Do you think you're naked when you meet Jesus?
Okay. Oh, my God.
Fernando.
What? That's our discussion right now.
Anyway, actually, our discussion is saddest Christmas songs. That one is definitely the saddest.
Feliz Navidad. Hey, Shan, actually, you say it right. Say it correctly.
Feliz Navidad.
Thank you. There you go. I knew I could count on you. All right. Merry Christmas, everyone. From 99.7. Now, keep the most depressing Christmas songs coming in to
us. I thought
us.
We moved on to happy Christmas songs.
You know what? No, these are too good. I want to know if there's some more. We need to... We're not gonna leave any stone unturned. 888-456-9970.
If they're playing with balls, he's all over it.
It's Greg's Sassy Sports.
Well, you know, it is Christmas time. The holiday spirit should be in everybody, but not the residents of Santa Clara. They're saying, oh, no, 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 to the idea of the Raiders playing their home games at the 49ers Stadium, Levi Stadium, next season. And it's not even a thing of the Niners hate the Raiders, which they do, but it's like the traffic is already bad enough. We do get 8 weeks of the NFL season off with no game. Right. We don't want the Raiders playing during the Niners off weeks and causing more horrific traffic. But the Raiders don't have anywhere else to really play. Oakland is not extending.
They do.
Where?
Hayward High School. They got a perfectly good field over there.
Well, and the way that they play, that's probably
enough for the fans.
Yeah, exactly.
Be able to fit the black hole in there.
What about Cal?
I think they should play it at Cal, but it's a hot mess right now. Of course, the city of Oakland is suing the Oakland Raiders. The Raiders want to play in the Coliseum next year for their last year in the Bay Area, but the city of Oakland won't sign the lease. So now they're eyeing Santa Clara. Santa Clara doesn't want them. It's like, where are you? What are you going to do?
This team, the name of this team is so iconic. You would think anybody would be like, please, please come
play. Are they going to have to, like redecorate homeless. The whole stadium and put, like, Raiders stuff up?
They will
like
have to change the color. Not inside the actual. They couldn't. That would be too much work. But, yeah, on the field, they'll have to redo
See,
the field
that's
every
doing
week
too
and
much.
Stuff. Listen, the Jets and the Giants make it work.
Yeah, so. They share. There's a few teams that share stadiums. In L.A., they're making it
but
work.
But the neighbors in Santa Clara, they ain't going for this.
No.
They are like, no.
Yeah, they didn't want this. They didn't want the Niners there.
Yeah. Yeah, they're like, we don't want the Niners here. We surely don't want the Raiders here. It is going to be a mess. Everybody knows how much trouble it is to get it in and out of Levi Stadium. I mean, it is a black eye. So they might as well have the black hole. It's a black eye.
Yeah,
it's a black
hole. Go for it.
All right. And we are in the last month of the regular season. And NFL teams, you know, they are getting down to the very end of who's going to make the playoffs and who's not. Last week, when the Eagles took on the Cowboys in Dallas, well, there was a mistake made by the refs on the opening play of the game. And I had to share this audio with you because this sent the Eagles radio broadcasters into another universe. They went crazy. Listen to this call.
After review of the play, there was a fumble on the play. However, we do not have a clear recovery by the
what? What?
The ruling on the field stands as
what?
Oh,
first down.
Oh,
can you believe that?
That is unbelievable. That is a disgrace.
We're in Texas.
That is a disgrace.
Whoa.
That is a disgrace. We do not have a clear recovery. That is a disgrace.
I've never heard such a thing in all of my days.
The Eagles simply came up with the football. You can look at the replay, and two Eagles were on top of it. It was clear as day.
All right, Merrill Reese, I just checked, is 76. He's very upset.
I know.
His throat is closing up. He's so angry.
And the other thing that was really funny that we actually cut out because we had to edit for time, but the other guy at one point says, with all the stuff going on in the world, this is just another thing.
What?
Like, what? School shootings, you know, war, children in Syria, a fumble. It all comes down to
how much this country has to deal with right now.
A mistake by the refs in an NFL game is piling on. It was pretty funny. Anyway, the Raiders and the 49ers do both play this weekend. Raiders in Cincinnati, 49ers hosting the Seahawks. And you know what? The season for both of those teams is a disgrace, if you want to know what a disgrace is.
Really is.
That's all I got for Sassy Sports. But you know what I always say? If they're playing with balls, I'm all over it.
I can't believe that it's Freaky Friday.
HD1 San Francisco, Oakland to San Jose. Goodwill's got a donate-a-thon coming up on, this is Monday, December the 31st. It's going to be your last chance to donate all your old stuff that can really benefit others.
And save money on your taxes.
Yep. Take the deduction on that.
It's happening on New Year's Eve, December 31st. And so we've been a partner with Goodwill for a long time. They asked us to, you know, we're voicing the commercials. We're very involved in this. We really believe in Goodwill because they give second chances to people, you know, who maybe weren't on the right track, to get them back on the right track. We love what they do. But yesterday, I admit, I did not pre-read the commercial before we started recording it. I just did it cold, as we would say in the business.
Kinda.
I read it cold. Well, I get to this part about them having free popcorn.
You were hungry.
And I just had it was the end of the day. I hadn't had breakfast. It was my natural reaction. Mm. And this is so embarrassing. And I told Fernando to cut it out of the commercial.
And of course I didn't.
And now,
it's too good. This is gold.
Now everybody's heard it. And now all the listeners want it in. And I want it out.
Here, take a listen. This is from the actual Goodwill commercial.
Now, if you drop off clothes, electronics, toys, and household goods, you can get free popcorn. Mmm. We love that, right?
Yes, we do. I was right in there with you.
What?
You?
I think I'm rubbing off on you, like getting excited about food.
I know. I thought Shan would do it, but Greg?
Yes, but I specifically said, I remember, I was zipping up my backpack. I said, hey, cut that out before you send it to our production department. I sound like a creeper.
Nope.
And he did it. He said it as is. And if they put that in, the commercial hasn't started running yet, but if they put that in there, it's going to be like 50 times we're going to hear. We love that. We love that.
Let's play that 50 times.
We love that.
Oh my God, let's have St. John remix it.
Oh my God.
I like that. I like that.
We love that. And you would think our listeners would help support me. No, we got Donnie made a meme out of it. One of our listeners.
It's up on our Fernando Greg Instagram.
And it's me eating popcorn. It's awful.
Okay, definitely check the meme on our Fernando and Greg Instagram, at Fernando and Greg.
And everybody look forward to that completed Goodwill commercial where you can hear the whole thing.
Oh, my goodness.
We love that.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Take that out.